This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. It appears that the Longa Burger Company will remain closed for good. A court filing in Texas has converted its bankruptcy case from a Chapter 11 to a Chapter 7. That means that the basket maker will be forced to sell its assets instead of having the chance to restructure its debts. Kent Mallett has been covering the company and its decline for years as a watchdog reporter at the Newark Advocate, and he joins me now. This court movement may be the final nail in the coffin of Longa Burger, but the company has been experiencing a very slow, very public death for years now. Give us the thumbnail sketch of how we got here.
Yeah, the company back in 2000 had $1 billion in sales and 8,200 employees. And Dave Longa Burger, the founder, he passed away in 1999. And then there was a recession in 2001. And another one in, I think it was 07, 09. And I think people began to see that they could get by without baskets. They weren't essential. And sales plummeted and layoffs continued. And then in July of 2016, the remaining employees from the basket building in Newark left. And I think people here saw that as the kind of the end, at least in Newark. In recent years, people would often ask me, how is the company still in business? The baskets are too expensive, and people were just surprised they were still operating. So it had come from pretty lofty dreams to kind of a sad ending now.
Yeah, no kidding. Do we know what will happen to the sales consultants that sold these baskets?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but it appears that they may not get anything out of this. It's up to the courts and the creditors and who has secured and unsecured debts. And so I don't know, but it seems it looks bleak for many people to get repaid.
Help us understand what this company meant to the community, what it meant to Newark.
Well, with 8,200 employees, a lot of people worked there. There was economic development from it, and they were growing. People were proud of the work for them, that something that was known not only in Ohio but all over the country and the world. And then especially when they built the basket building in Newark, that was that has been ranked as one of the most iconic buildings worldwide. So I think there was a lot of pride here, and then that just kind of deteriorated through the years, beginning with Dave Longaberger's death, but as the company kind of collapsed.
Yeah, there was a cultural aspect as well as the economic one.
Yeah, people enjoyed going to home sales, selling and buying the baskets and socializing. It was mostly women at the home parties. It was the thing to do. I guess it was, looking back, it was more of a fad. But at the time, it seemed like something that was going to be here for a long time.
Have you heard any reaction on these latest developments and the death of Longa Burger, so to speak?
No, it's kind of interesting that when the company was at its peak, community was abuzz with everything Longa Burger. But in the last few years, you don't hear much about Longa Burger. I think people have kind of moved on, and just for the last several years figured it was a matter of time.
Kent Mallett has been covering Longa Burger and its decline as a watchdog reporter at the Newark Advocate. Thank you again, Kent.
Thank you.